This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish Abraham. PM Modi has emphasized that the dream to build a Viksit Bharat should become a Jan Andolan and the country's youth should form the foundation of this vision. He said the welfare of citizens must remain at the heart of all reforms. The PM made the remarks while chairing a high-level meeting with secretaries to review the progress of rural development, agriculture, social welfare and allied sectors towards Viksit Bharat goals in New Delhi. The meeting was attended by the Cabinet Secretary, secretaries of key ministries as well as senior officials from the PM's office. Government has reiterated its readiness for meaningful discussion on NEET paper leak issue in the Parliament. Speaking in the Lok Sabha, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said the government was prepared for a meaningful debate on the issue involving all sides under established parliamentary rules, keeping in mind the future of the country's youth.
The government is fully prepared for a discussion on the NEET paper leak, and we have maintained this position from the very first day. I request that the Honorable Speaker, after consulting with the floor leaders of all parties, decide when the discussion should be held, how long should it last, on which day should it take place, and under which rules should it be conducted. The government wants all of us to come together and hold a meaningful discussion for the future of the country's youth.
Parliament witnessed repeated disruptions for the third consecutive day yesterday, with the opposition raising issues including the NEET paper leak case and student protests. Later, both the Lok Sabha and Rajya Sabha were adjourned for the day. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar held meeting with his Canadian counterpart Anita Anand on the sidelines of Quad Foreign Ministers meeting in Manila, Philippines. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said India-Canada cooperation has been steadily growing. He said the conversation focused on achieving the goals for the relationship set by the prime ministers of both the nations. Dr. Jaishankar also met with his New Zealand counterpart Winston Peters and shared perspectives on the Indo-Pacific security situation. Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal held meeting with the Foreign Affairs Minister of the Republic of Panama, Javier Eduardo Martinez Acha Vasquez, in New Delhi yesterday. In a social media post, Mr. Goyal said during their meeting they held productive discussions on deepening the India-Panama partnership across trade, investment, logistics, digital cooperation, and business-to-business engagement. The minister said they also explored ways to improve market access, unlock new opportunities for bilateral trade, and leverage India's digital public infrastructure, including UPI. Indian Navy has commissioned INS Malwan, the second indigenously designed and built Mahe-class anti-submarine warfare shallow water craft at Karwar in Karnataka. The Ministry of Defence said the vessel is equipped for underwater surveillance, anti-submarine warfare operations, low-intensity maritime operations and mine warfare capabilities. The Ministry added that the ship will strengthen coastal defence, littoral security and maritime domain awareness. With over 80% indigenous content, INS Malwan reinforces the vision of Atmanirbhar Bharat. The commissioning ceremony was presided over by Chief of the Air Staff, Air Chief Marshal A.P. Singh, in the presence of Vice Admiral Sanjay Vatsyan and other senior officials. United States has condemned Iran-backed Yemen-based Houthi rebels for threatening commercial shipping in the Red Sea after the group announced a naval blockade against Saudi Arabia. Speaking on the sidelines of a regional summit in the Philippines, U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio said any move restricting shipping through the Red Sea would be problematic, similar to concerns surrounding the Strait of Hormuz. In China Open Badminton, PV Sindhu, Ayush Shetty and Lakshya Sen have entered singles pre-quarterfinals in Changzhou. Double Olympic medalist PV Sindhu advanced to the women's singles second round after defeating fellow Indian player Unnati Hooda by 21-14, 9-21, 21-10 in a round of 32 clash. In the men's singles, Ayush Shetty defeated world number 1 Alvi Farhan of Indonesia by 21-17, 5-21, 21-17 to reach the round of 16. In another round of 32 match last evening, Lakshya Sen defeated Japanese player Yushi Tanaka 22-20, 15-21, 21-14. And that is the end of this news bulletin.